Bruchim Abon, everybody. Welcome to tonight's Parsha class. Tonight is actually Chof Aleph Ador Aleph Tov Shin Pei Beis, corresponding with the English calendar, February 21st, 2022. This coming week is a special week. This Parsha's Vayakel, because it's also Shabbos Mevorachim. We're going to be blessing the new month of Adar Beis, the month of Purim, and it's also going to be Parsha's Shkolim. They're going to be taking out another Sefer Torah for the reading of the Shkolim, the custom of Klal Yisrael donating a half a shekel for the purpose of the korbanos. The minhag is to give three half shekelim, because the word truma, referring to donation, is referring to the machzit hashekel, and since it says three times, the minhag is to give three half shekelim. The minhag is to give the shekelim on Erev Purim, which is on Tainis Esther. This week's Parsha, Parsha Vayakel, is very, very interesting in many ways. Number one, the bulk of the Parsha, I would say perhaps 95% of the Parsha, is devoted to the building of the Mishkan. However, at the very beginning of the Parsha talks about Moshe Rabbeinu gathering all of Klal Yisrael to listen to a very important announcement. And what is this announcement? It's an announcement to keep Shabbos. I'll read you the pasuk and we will discuss this. Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, and Moshe has gathered all of the Jewish people, Vayomer aleihem, and said to them, Eila hadvorim asher tivah Hashem la'asos osam. These are the things that you are commanded to do. Sheshes yomim te'asa melacha. For 6 days you are to work. U'b'yom hashvi'i yiyalechem. Kodesh Shabbos Shabboson Hashem. And on the seventh day it should be for you holy, a day of Shabbos Shabboson Hashem, of complete rest to Hashem. Kol ha'osa v'y malacha, you must. Whoever is found doing work, one of the different activities which the Torah forbids, the 39 activities which the Torah forbids, is punishable by death. Lo savaru esh b'chom moshvaisechem, and you shall not kindle a fire in any one of your dwelling places beyom HaShabbos. So this is a very intriguing introduction to the parsha of building the Mishkan. It's very intriguing for the simple reason is we were already told numerous times about the mitzvah of Shabbos. Why was it necessary for now Moshe Rabbeinu to make a special gathering to ask the Jewish people to come together so he can again encourage them into observing the laws of Shabbos? We've had the laws of Shabbos mentioned by in Parshas Bishalach when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim and they arrived at the place called Marah. The water was bitter, but there after the incident that they were able to drink, after a miracle where Moshe Rabbeinu threw a piece of wood in the water, but being advised by Hashem, the water became sweet. And there they learned various laws, which included the laws of Shabbos. All of the Jewish people were there at the time. In the same Parsha B'Shalach, we talk about the man with the laws that you were not allowed to go beyond your tchum, your limitations of Shabbos. And therefore, the man did not fall on Shabbos. And that's why we had that whole incident of Dasan v'Aviram, who went ahead and tried to defame Moshe. the whole incident, or the whole commandment, I should say, of Shabbos is in Parshas Yisro. It's the fourth commandment. It's clearly, it was mentioned in detail. In last week's Parsha, Parshas Kisisa talks about the laws of Shabbos, which we actually dealt with. Why was it necessary to talk about Shabbos again, but not just to discuss it, but it had to be Vayakel. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered everyone together to talk about the laws of Shabbos. So this is very intriguing. The Sefer Aznayim HaTorah explains that the combination of Shabbos together with the building of the Mishkan together was a way to atone for the Bnei Yisrael on the Avera of the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf. Shabbos stands for Emuna, belief in Hashem, who created the world in 6 days and rested on Shabbos. The ego did not stand for that at all. It did not stand for Hashem creating the world. It stands for an idol. The Mishkan was there to go ahead and help atone for the Avera of Egel HaZahav, because the Mishkan was built with gold that was donated by the Jewish people. And that gold that was donated by the Jewish people was made as into a active Mishkan, where the Jewish people served Hashem in holiness. And now the laws of Shabbos and the building of the Mishkan combined together to atone for the Avera of the Egel HaZahav. And this is what the Aznayim HaTorah explains from the Lutzke Rav, how this was put at the beginning. But there's much, much more depth to this, because the truth of the matter is, one could further explore that the whole essence of Shabbos was here meant to be explained to the Jewish people on a much deeper level, on a much deeper level than we have discussed last week. Last week we discussed that Shabbos was the partner together with Klal Yisrael. As I mentioned last week, that the Medrash says, Shabbos complained, who is going to be my partner? Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni is a partner. Yom Shlishi and Yom Ravi has a partner. Yom Chamishi and Yom Shishi has a partner. Hashem said, Klal Yisrael is your partner. So Klal Yisrael is your partner in serving Hashem with the laws of Shabbos. That means everything that the Jew does in the terms of observing Shabbos was extremely, extremely important. And if there was any deviation, then it would be a terrible, terrible deviation in the essence of the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. We mentioned last week how when Hashem created the world, He created the world with a blueprint. The blueprint was that there had to be a Shabbos. We mentioned that last week. If Shabbos is desecrated, then it brings destruction to the whole building and creation of the world. It's not a small matter that if if Shabbos is violated. So there was a little aveira. It's no little aveira. Because if Shabbos was the purpose of the creation of the world, it was in Hashem's blueprint for the creation of the world. By not observing Shabbos, you bring down the world. The world is brought down many, many, many levels. So therefore, it's not a small matter that we observe Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Bnei Yisrael to bring this out, that Shabbos and Mishkan work very closely together. Shabbos is to bring holiness to the Jewish people. It's to bring holiness to the time, the Zman. The time of the week is Shabbos. It's there to help us recognize the value of Shabbos Kodesh, of the time. And the Mishkan is there to bring out the value of the place where we are to serve Hashem. They work in harmony. They work together. And you can't have one without the other. Though Hashem did mention that even though the Mishkan is so important, that you have to have a place where to purify yourself and be able to bring yourself to a state of holiness. If Chas v'Shalom, a person did an Aveira, he needs some way to purify himself. Nevertheless, Shabbos is the center of Hashem's purpose of creation. It was the center of his blueprint. And therefore, if Chas v'Shalom, a person desecrates Shabbos, he can bring down the world. So it's no wonder why, even though we learned about Shabbos, was mentioned in Torah Shabbos numerous times, it still didn't matter to Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to gather the Jewish people to bring out such an important holiness of Shabbos that we must be aware that Shabbos is something that we have to observe correctly. Now, the Sefer Hadayah V'Hadibur mentions in his inquiry about why Vayakel was so important, and that Vayakel gathered all the Jewish, that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the Jewish people together to talk about Shabbos. He mentioned another important thing, that why was it necessary so many times to talk about making Shabbos Shabbos? After all, the purpose of Shabbos is to relieve yourself from work. For 6 days a week we work, and on Shabbos we stay away from work. Yet we say all the time, we say in our davening, we say in B'Shom Avnei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, Lasos Es HaShabbos, to make Shabbos. Last week, we brought down the Ksav Sofer to explain that Lasos Es HaShabbos means that we have to work on putting holiness into Shabbos. This is a requirement. I also encourage people, even my own students, you know, when you do things for Shabbos, you prepare for Shabbos, you should always try to say, I'm cleaning the house for covered Shabbos. We're trying to instill holiness into our preparation for Shabbos. We do things for covered Shabbos. Let's last as a Shabbos, to make Shabbos. However, the Hadayah V'Hadibur takes a little bit of a different view on this whole matter of why is it so necessary that the Torah says Lasos Es HaShabbos. What was the significance in the fact that we have to do something? First it says, V'shomu v'nei Yisrael Shabbos, and then we have to do lots of Shabbos. So he explains that what's very, very important is that not just we guard the Shabbos, but we also, for ourselves, personally, we have to observe the Shabbos and we have to fulfill the mitzvahs accordingly, according to what we were instructed. But to make Shabbos important to other people, Hashem wants us to make Shabbos important to other people. It's not just for ourselves. It's not a private matter. If Shabbos is the focal point in Hashem's creating of the world, then we have to be concerned about other people observing Shabbos as well. And it should trouble us if we observe and others are not. It should bother us that we are only doing it for ourselves and other people are not. Now, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kedusha was on such a high level, it was so evident that if a person violated Shabbos, it would hurt anybody who would see it. And they would feel the negativity. We don't feel it this way. We unfortunately live in a world that, unfortunately, with the people who are not committed to Shabbos, either because they weren't brought up that way or they didn't have a chance to learn the laws of Shabbos properly, it's a totally different feeling to us. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where Shabbos was so tangible, it was so evident, and anyone who would not observe Shabbos would be a terrible, it would be a shame and a terrible insult to the Jewish people. In such a situation, the Torah is saying, "Last of the Shabbos, you have to work as a unit, as a kehila, to bring Shabbos to everybody, and there should be no desecration." He compares it to a person who has a body and one of his limbs are hurt. The whole body feels uncomfortable. The worse of the injury, the more the whole body is affected. If a person is hurt and his body feels the pain, then the body can't function. The body is hurt, and the body is, in many ways, is incapable of functioning normally. Bnei Yisrael is considered like a body, like one human being with one body. We're all united. Klal Yisrael is like one body. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if a Jew desecrated Shabbos, it was like putting part of the soul of the Jewish people into jeopardy. And therefore the Torah reacts to say, Hukol ha'osa, voy malacha is yumas. He's put to death. It's hard for us to understand something like that because we have a whole different understanding of what Shabbos is. We can't fathom something like that. A person should be put to death because he did a violation on Shabbos? Because we're so removed from Shabbos. This whole pasuk is hard for us to understand and to even explain to others. But if we were able to go back, l'havdil, in a time machine and go and see how the Jewish people live with the Kedusha Shabbos, then we would understand. Desecrating Shabbos was a terrible, terrible thing, and it affected all of Klal Yisrael. Going as far back as where the Torah tells us when there was an incident where Dasan ve'aviron, Dasan ve'aviron, you know, they put the man out on Shabbos when they weren't supposed to. And all of Klal Yisrael was criticized by Hashem. Why was Klal Yisrael and Moshe was criticized? Klal Yisrael was criticized. Why? What? Two people did it. The answer is, they are part of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is like one body, then if one limb is injured, all of Klal Yisrael feels the pain. Therefore, when that happened, when Dasan and Aviram put out the man when they weren't supposed to, they disobeyed Moshe Rabbeinu, then what happened then? Then what happened was Hashem was very upset with what had happened, and he criticized Moshe and criticized the Jewish people for what they've done. We have to realize this is because the Jewish people are considered like one body. And as a result, going back at the time when the Jewish people received the Torah, right then in the desert, if there was one desecration, all of Klal Yisrael was affected. There's another incident with Mekoshesh Eitzim, where we know this person by the name of Tzlafchad cut wood and gathered it together. He violated Shabbos. He was warned not to do it, and he did it anyway, and he was put to death. But what was the reason? Because his aveira affected Klal Yisrael. We are told that had Tzlafchad not violated Shabbos, there would have been a Mashiach then and there, because we have a rule that if there are two Shabbos that are observed properly, if all of Klal Yisrael observe even two Shabbos one after the other properly, then Mashiach would come. The Jewish people were almost at that level until Tzlafchad violated Shabbos, and he went ahead and did that aveira of collecting wood, chopping the wood and collecting it and violating Shabbos. Just to show you that all of Klal Yisrael is like a body. And therefore, since it's a body, when one limb is hurt, all of Klal Yisrael is hurt. And this definitely explains the necessity why Moshe Rabbeinu had to call Klal Yisrael together at the time when he wanted to have the Aveira of the Egel Azov atoned, using Shabbos and the Schus of Mishkan together. He wanted everyone to understand that in observing Shabbos, it has to be lasis as a Shabbos. We have to work on it all together as a unit to make Shabbos happen. And if someone is weak, then it's the other Jew who should be encouraging the second Jew who is weak to be a little bit more stricter and more careful on the observance of Shabbos. So it's not a small matter at all. It's something we take very, very seriously. And therefore, it's understandable that the observance of Shabbos now is really boils down to actually two areas. Its observance is on the yachid, on the individual, to observe Shabbos, and it's also on the klal, on the community. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to impart to Klal Yisrael by gathering them together and encouraging them to do their utmost in observing Shabbos properly. And therefore, even though Shabbos was mentioned numerous times in the Torah, at this time, when it was at the time of building of the Mishkan, it had to be mentioned together to atone for the Egel HaZav that I just mentioned. And we are also aware that there's no such thing as a small Aveira if we understand the gravity of an Aveira. If we understood the gravity of an Aveira, then we would take our observance of Torah in general and the laws of Shabbos in specific very, very serious. I was thinking to myself to give you a parable that's very relevant to us today. We know from this COVID-19 disease, this Corona disease, I don't have specific data on exact calculations, but we know several million people, I'm not sure how many, died because of the Corona disease. We know that. And many, many million more were affected by it. It perhaps, and I don't have all my facts clear, there are different stories how it happened. Was it because of carelessness of one person, or that it was actually created in the laboratory for a certain devious purpose? It's not important. But one thing is important, that the one incident of creating that corona disease has wreaked havoc through the entire world. The entire world was affected by this COVID-19 disease. There's no doubt about it. And we're affected till today. That one bug had affected the entire world. Yes, that one bug. And we're still suffering. We're still suffering. My father, Oliver Shalom, he was a healthy man. He died at 97 and a half. When he was 96, he got corona. That was his first step into his illness. He was a healthy man. For those people who might even have seen that video of my father on YouTube, to meet Mr. Applebaum, you see him. He was in his assisted living, healthy. What happened? He was affected by corona. And that's when he went downhill. Millions of people were affected by corona. All with one. It was one bug. Look what it can happen. Look what it can do. If we play it down, then we're doing harm to ourselves. It's a fact. People are still afraid. They're walking around. They want to be healthy. There are different ways now out of it through vaccinations and other means of protection. But originally, it created an unbelievable turmoil in the world. We all understand that. Yes, just one bug. If that would be a way to explain what is one violation of Shabbos, one violation of Shabbos affects the Jewish people. It can do tremendous damage. We are too small. We are too uneducated. We are too distant to understand the repercussions of doing one Chilul Shabbos. But that's the mashal I gave you, perhaps, is fairly accurate, because we all have lived through this corona disease business. When we would be able to go back in time and to see how the Jewish people adhered to the laws of Shabbos, we would finally understand why there was a death sentence to the person who violated Shabbos on purpose. Because he brought death to the Jewish people on a spiritual level. And therefore, he had to be put to death. Could we imagine if we were able, I'm just making an assumption, I'm assuming if there was a person who did this devious act of creating the bug, and we would be able to prevent them before he let this bug loose. Could you imagine what he would have said? We would have saved millions of people. And if we would catch him and say, listen, look what you did. Don't we think he deserves a death penalty? This we do understand. Going back in the time of the Beis HaMikdash of old and how the Jewish people lived with such holiness and such purity and such devotion and such an attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when they arrived to Shabbos, it was a different living, a different life. It was a whole different existence. Perhaps that's the only way to describe it. A different existence. Come Shabbos, is Shabbos Kodesh, a different existence. And then someone violates that. He is violating the soul and the heart of the Jewish people. Because the world was created with this blueprint. The blueprint of having Shabbos as its purpose. And having the Jewish people observe its laws. So we can now understand how important it is to do our best to learn about Shabbos. And there are many, many books in English that are written about how to observe the laws of Shabbos. And if we don't understand what we learn, we should ask the rabbis of our community how to observe certain laws. If we have a shaila, what to do or what not to do, we should get into the habit of asking a shaila, asking the rabbi the question, is this observance mutter? Is it permissible or is it not permissible? We don't have to ask a rabbi only if this can of tuna, is this kosher or is this can of tuna not kosher? Or is this product kosher or not kosher? We can ask on a more general level on the laws of Shabbos and the laws of tzedakah and the laws of chinuch b'habonim, of raising children. And we have to get into the habit of asking our rabbis how to observe various parts of the Torah. Today we're concentrating on Shabbos. It's so important that we should connect with the holiness of Shabbos. And that's why when we say Kiddush, we say, V'shamu v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, l'asas es ha-Shabbos, l'doros and b'ris olam. We have to guard Shabbos as individuals. But according to the Sefer HaDeah v'HaDibur, we have to be lasses to Shabbos, make Shabbos not only our own, but to the whole Jewish people, and be sure that others, as best as possible, observe the Shabbos and help them if they need guidance. invite people, especially in today's day and age, where there are many Baalei Tshuva who are easily attracted to Torah, if we would make our homes inviting and warm for them to come in and enjoy a Shabbos meal, enjoy a Zmiris, enjoy a really nice, delicious Cholent or Kugel, and we get into the habit of attracting people to our home, by all means, you fulfill the word of Lassus as a Shabbos. You have to make Shabbos to other people, to people who weren't privileged to have a Shabbos, to people who never learned about Shabbos. I myself had the experience of inviting a friend over to my house. It was his first Shabbos. Actually, he was a professional. His first Shabbos, he says, I'm going to try to observe the first Shabbos. And he came, and my wife was petrified because we had, Baruch Hashem, a house full of little kids. And it was the longest Shabbos of the summer. And my wife said, no, we can't have somebody, a professional, for a Shabbos, or to come into the house. We'll drive him away. Well, it did the exact opposite. This person came, and he saw how the kids were around the table, how they were singing smiras, how they were helping in the serving, and they were doing this and that, and they were participating as a family, and his eyes were just bulging. He never saw anything like it. And guess what? It's now many, many, many years later. His house is full of Torah. He learns every single day. His family are Torah devoted, learning Torah, and the children are going to Torah schools. His entire life has changed from a Shabbos meal. It's a story that happened with me. That's how you fulfill Lasses as a Shabbos L'Dorasam B'ris Olam. This is for generations. This person's family is now old enough to marry children. And the children will have children in Mi'atzah Hashem, keeping Shabbos. This is Lasses as a Shabbos, to make Shabbos by others, not just ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves, our families, to observe the laws of Shabbos. In my house, we have the custom of reading a Shabbos law at the Shabbos table. We have a special book from Rabbi Ribiat. Some of you may know about it. It's a four-volume book. It's like an encyclopedia on the different malachos, the different activities where Shabbos is forbidden, and it goes into so many modern examples of what it means to observe Shabbos, which is so exciting and interesting to read it at the Shabbos table. And then we would wonder, says, you know something, that's something I ought to be correcting. I never knew I'm not allowed to do this. I never knew I'm not allowed to do that. And this is happening almost every week. You can get into the habit of doing the same thing. Take a Shabbos Sefer that talks about the laws of Shabbos, and encourage the family to listen and to participate with the question and answers that can come up. This is Lasses as a Shabbos. This is making Shabbos not just for yourself, but it's for others as well. May we summarize tonight's shiur. Tonight's shiur started off with the question of how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu, after mentioning Shabbos so many times, puts together the laws of Shabbos with the Mishkan in the form of Hakel, gathering all the Jewish people together. What was so significant about this gathering? And the answer is, he wanted the Jewish people to recognize the importance of Shabbos and how Shabbos together with the Mishkan is machaper, atones for the ego, that Shabbos, if it's observed properly, is the life and breath of the Jewish home, of the Jewish people. There's nothing in comparison to a house who observes Shabbos with the Simcha of Shabbos, and he separates himself from all the mundane things in thought, mind, word, and deed. He's on another planet. And if he can do that, he will, Mi'at Hashem, fulfill the obligation of V'shamu v'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos, v'asas asa Shabbos l'dorzom b'ris olam. As we say in the Kiddush on Shabbos morning, that all the Jewish people were commanded to observe Shabbos and to make Shabbos for others, which will be an everlasting covenant for generations to come. May we do our best in bringing the holiness of Shabbos into our homes. And by this, there is no question, we will be instrumental in bringing Mashiach Tzidkenu a step closer. Amen. Have a great Shabbos.